podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
It's kind of funny. We were talking about opening doors for women. And I was relating the story about how years ago, I think it was downtown, and I was opening a door for a total stranger. I was walking into a building, and I was opening a door for a woman who was about, I don't know, 8-10 feet behind me. And I just opened it, and I stood back to let her go through. And she said something I'll never forget, something like, you know, I'm not a weakling. I can get my own door.
Oh, snap. Ooh.
And I was like, wow. Whoa. Okay.
And then you shoved her.
When she walked through, I booted her in the butt.
Right, tough guy.
I just kicked her in the butt.
I'm tougher, you know.
Take that. Anyway, so we were laughing about that, and we were talking about, you know, if a guy, you know, is dating someone, that does he open her car door? And I'm saying, God, I hope he does. In fact, no matter how long you're in a relationship, I hope you open a car door for a woman. I know it's considered old-fashioned by some people, but I just think it's a sweet, nice gesture, right? Mm-hmm. And so Mark Andrew, our midday guy, God, we love Mark. He's so much fun. He was hanging out in the studio with us, and he goes, Dom, do you do that every time?
That is a good Mark Andrew.
That's kind of what it sounded like, yeah. He goes, do you do that every time? And I go, well, no, I'll be honest. Like, if my car's in the garage or something like that, and we go walking out, and, you know, it's kind of hard to get between two cars.
Yeah,
sure.
It's like, that's not a big deal. But most of the time, yes. And he goes, well, I goes, I won't do it at the grocery store. He goes, I'll do it if we're going out to a fancy dinner.
Right, like the Olive Garden, she gets the door
Applebee's,
open for her.
She's in.
He goes, but if we go to King Soopers or something like that, he goes, I'm not going to open her door. And I go, that's kind of interesting that it's situational chivalry.
Right. You can't pick and choose when you're going to be a gentleman, you pig.
I kind of like it, though, because it makes it more special than when it does happen.
That is your excuse for everything.
Well, I mean, really, if you're doing it every single time, it kind of loses the specialness of it, you know?
No.
I would have to disagree, and I'll tell you a little story about that. Don't you like stories?
I do.
Story.
Gather around.
There's one particular woman I know that every time I would ever open a door for her, I got a little kiss.
Oh, so that's just incentive for you to do it.
Mm-hmm. Lips or cheek?
You open it, get the kiss, close the door again, open it again.
Back again.
Guess I
get another kiss.
Back again. Back again.
So, I mean, she never felt like it was, you know, not special.
Right.
Yeah, you
I'm
are
sure.
Just,
I don't know. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
You just have weak arms, you lazy.
No, because I totally do it. I don't do it. I don't do it enough. But I do it, really enjoy opening the door for little knickknack. I don't do it enough. But it's I'm kind of with Mark. It's more so on a special night out or a date night.
See, I guess I am just spoiled, and I am Team Dom in the sense that Gentleman Caller was raised by his mama to always open the door. We were at Cost Plus World Market, the most unromantic place ever. And
a lot of wicker.
We were walking, a lot of wicker.
Yeah.
We were walking to the car, and he makes me stop. If I'm pacing ahead of him, he'll be like, wait. He'll pull me back. He makes me wait there so he can get around me to open up the door. So it is during Tuesdays. It's during nice dinners. It's when the weather is bad. It is all the time. And it's just to be expected. So, you know, it's all right.
Yeah.
I guess he treats you like a goddess, which I'm a big fan of. And it brings to mind another dating situation I was in when I dated someone. And I even sometimes called her a goddess, just, you know, tongue in cheek, having some fun. And she didn't like that either. She was like, no. She goes, I think she felt like it was demeaning to women to do that. And I'm like, I don't know where to go with this anymore because I was raised to be really gentlemanly to a woman, but I'm encountering more and more who feel like it's an insult. And I don't understand why that is.
That's real touchy for me because I feel like women who are just sometimes like overly feminist, kind of, it's like, you can just, they need to get a massage or something. They need to loosen up. It's like, you're allowed
kinda
to
roll
be,
in it a
you're
little
allowed
bit.
To be spoiled. It's
Enjoy
okay. You're
it.
Like, you're not trying to mock her. You're trying to tell
Honor.
Her how
so
much you mean.
And you're on your knees.
I'm honoring her. It's not like I'm opening the door and then saying, hey, as soon as we get home, you better start the damned
right.
ironing. You know, I'm not doing that.
Get barefoot really, in the kitchen where you belong.
Can you do that though?
Start to pile up a little bit. Here's Margaret. Hey, Margaret, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
So Mark Andrew says that it should be a situational thing, that you just open a door on a special occasion for a woman. What do you think?
I don't think so, and I don't think it's generational either.
What do you mean?
How you're raised.
Well, I know, but that could go back. Generational, really.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, what's your story?
Well, I can tell you that my father and my mother were married for 65 years, and he always opened the car door for her or the store door or any other door. And not only that, for the whole time that they were married, they never, ever had a car with bucket seats because he always got bench seats. So that my mother could sit in the middle.
Yes, scooter over. I'm not going to lie. Listen, thank you for your call, Margaret. You have a great day. Thank you for being on the show.
I like that.
I'm not going to lie. I miss bench seats for that reason.
Sure, yeah.
I think it's cool.
Get your arm around her.
I think that opening the door is a way, if you can't buy your lady flowers or jewelry or take her out to a nice dinner or something, it's a very simple way to infuse a little romance into the everyday.
Here comes Amber. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
What do you got to say about this? Do you like it or not like it?
I do like it. I used to be one of those girls that was like, I can get my own door. And that was when I was younger. And now I'm 40 now. And now my boyfriend does it all the time. And I'm like, I love it because it's his way of showing me respect.
So when you were like a 20-something, you didn't care for it, did you?
No, I didn't.
Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm. Was there something that triggered your change or is it just as you just matured?
I think it's just as I matured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called.
Kiss him on the cheek, all right?
Have a fun weekend, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Thanks for being on the show. Here's, we got an evil Heather on the line. Hey, Heather.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What do you got to add to this?
Well, I don't think this is necessarily a man and woman thing. I mean, when a man opens the door for me, I don't expect it, but I think it's kind of cool. But I was raised to, show respect to everyone. And so if I see a mother with small children or an older person, I stop and hold the door open for them. So I don't think it's necessarily a man thing. I don't think, we can hold doors open too.
No,
right?
No. Yeah, yeah. And I get that. And you're absolutely right. And but I think if we're talking specifically about car doors, mm-hmm. I don't know that I've ever seen in my life a woman open a car door for a man.
Let me ask you.
I'll say this though, when a guy does open the door for me, I will lean over and open the driver's side door from the inside.
I was just
going to ask, how do you guys feel about the lean over?
I think it's sweet,
not necessary.
Agreed.
Yeah, not necessary.
You don't have to do it, but it sure is sweet.
Just you stay comfortable. Don't stretch. Relax.
I don't know, Heather, if you heard me tell the story about the kiss. I think that would be that's
better.
Five times better. It's like I open your door, you give me a little kiss. I like it.
Yeah. That is a good one.
Take care. Have a fun holiday weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Unless you're wearing lip gloss and you get it all over your cheek.
Then don't
stop it.
Here's Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, guys.
All right, you get the last word, buddy.
All right. I think it's a respect thing. You know, I kind of like Heather, I felt my dad raised me that if I'm going to open a door for a woman, I'm going to do it for anybody. And now the cool thing is my 13-year-old son opens the door for everybody, even like for his sister or for my girlfriend. When we get in the car, he'll rush up and open the door.
Isn't it, Jeff, isn't it one of the coolest things if you're out somewhere, like you're going into a restaurant or something, and the people ahead of you maybe have like a little 5 or 6 or 7 year old kid, and they open the door for you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's just something so cool about that. And I
always make sure I thank them,
always,
right?
Yeah. You do a really cool display, like, hey, that's cool of you. Thank you for
you're
doing
that.
You're
a good little man.
Yeah, and it warms my heart when my son does it, you know? It's like, okay, he's watching, you know?
Yeah. You're a good dad.
You can get past that generational thing if we just show the kids the right thing to do.
You're a good man, Jeff. Have a fun weekend, buddy, okay?
All right, you guys too.
All right.
His son's opening doors. Jeremy's son is shoving people down.
What?
She's right.
She's a liar.
Got the mind bender coming up in minutes.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.